In the last two updates, we had a few articles about the economy. And even though we are hearing in the mainstream press and from certain political circles that the economy is booming, there's not going to be any cause for concern, others tell you a quite different story. First of all, we had an article in the update, I believe it was this week, talking about homelessness in the United States of America. And even though overall homelessness went down some, in California it went up by 164%, which means when you look at the entire country, homelessness is up by about 2 or 3%. And you pointed out in our update that this is actually a scandal and a shame that in the richest country in the world, there should be so much homelessness. One of the reasons which was given for this tremendous amount of homeless people in California was the economy, that booming economy, allegedly. Now, not everybody, as I said, is in agreement with that. Recently, Ron Paul, the former senator, I believe he was, or even a governor, made a statement to the effect that we have right now a mother of bubbles, which is going to burst tremendously in 2020, and he spoke of a catastrophic crash. And others feel the same way. Birch Gold Group recently published an article, which we also refer to in the update, that the crash is already happening in the United States, except that many don't realize it yet, because what we have is an economy which is arbitrary and which is being kept up in an arbitrary way. I did a lot of research this morning to see what others have to say about this topic, but before I go into that, I want to show you the downside or the other side of the coin, and that has to do with Christmas sales. In our update, we pointed out that on Saturday, we had a $34.4 billion amount of sales, Saturday alone. But subsequently, other reports were issued, and it was stated that if you look at the entire Christmas holiday season, you have reached an amount of $1 trillion in sales. That is pretty much the amount which our government and the opposition came up with insofar as the debt is concerned. $1.2 trillion they want to spend, and $1 trillion the American people spent, living, in fact, in a bubble, not realizing what is going on. And much of that, of course, is being put on credit cards, and their individual debts go up. I mean, $1 trillion, if you think in terms of the average, how much money was spent, pretty much they say at least $100 on an average person, maybe more, for Christmas presents. $1.4 trillion, as I said, is the spending package which was agreed upon by government, Congress, and so on, and President Trump signed it. Now, let's look at what is happening right now. We're being told that we can expect that banks in 2020 will let go many, many people, more than apparently ever before. An article which was published today on that issues. In Germany, you have now an all-time high short-time work because long-time work is simply not there anymore and companies slow down. And so they are offering short-time work only. Articles point out that we have already a recession in Germany, and we had it already for 6 months. We have already a recession in the United Kingdom, and we had it already for several months. And yes, we do have already a recession in the United States, no matter what some experts are talking about. We already have it, a recession. But people are saying those who are looking at this objectively, that a crash can be expected in 2020. Now, they are saying perhaps it can be arbitrarily kept for a while, maybe until the new election, maybe that long. Because if we had a recession in the United States, you can imagine that that could have an impact on the outcome of the election. And so they might be able to keep it going by printing more money, by taking out more debt, by putting more money into circulation, whatever incentive they might come up with. But it's only a matter of time. And as I said, many are convinced that not only are we already in a recession worldwide, but it will end up in a worldwide depression. Now, we should be aware of the fact that the Bible totally and clearly confirms this fact. We are going to experience a crash, perhaps as bad, if not worse, than what we had in the past. Now, there are, as I said, experts like Forbes saying, oh, no, no, there's not going to be any recession. Well, Forbes has embarrassed themselves already recently when they voted Angela Merkel as the most powerful woman in the world, an absolute, complete, total joke. There were some statistics published today that the Germans absolutely have no more confidence in Angela Merkel, and they have more confidence in Mr. Macron of France than they do in Angela Merkel. At the same time, of course, the same poll said that, and believes this or not, they consider, the Germans that is, consider Donald Trump as the most dangerous person in the world. The most dangerous person in the world. A lot more dangerous than Putin, a lot more dangerous than Yong King Jung in North Korea. That is the concept over there, and of course it should wake everybody up, because we know that ultimately a war is going to take place between Europe under German leadership and the United States of America, and certain things have to happen to bring that about. And of course, if the feeling is that the world economy is being jeopardized by the United States, which some say it has already been happening due to the trade wars, then of course the anger towards the United States will grow. I said earlier that the Bible strongly indicates that a worldwide economic crash will happen soon, and I say soon if we believe that we are living in the end time, in the last days, and that we don't have that much time left, and we know it's going to happen soon. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, the very first verse is very well known by us. It says, know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. And of course, then they're talking about the character of people. First thing is the lovers of themselves and the lovers of money, which is quite interesting in the concept and in the context, because the word perilous can also mean hard times, it can mean dangerous times, it can mean expensive times. And of course, if the times get more and more expensive, things becoming more and more expensive, then you can see why people will become lovers of money. They hate to see that their value of the money is going down, so they become more and more unforgiving, unthankful, as it says. They become people without self-control and so on. But how strong these perilous, dangerous, expensive times will be, it gives you an indication in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 6 talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And to an extent, these horses have already been riding for a long time, but they will reach kind of a climax just prior to the Great Tribulation. You have the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the first four seals, and then you have the fifth seal, which is the Great Tribulation. And when you look at chapter 6 and verse 5, you find a description of the third seal. And it says, and when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see," and I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart for wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." When it says, "Do not harm the oil and the wine," it can also mean, "Do not even touch it." In other words, you won't even have any access to that anymore. And if you do, make sure you don't endanger it because it has become so rare. But I want to go back to the statement which says, "A quart of wheat for a denarius." Now, the denarius was the amount a worker would get in a day. It was basically the salary for one day. So already that tells you a quart of wheat, a very small amount, that would cost 1 denarius if you go to the time of Christ and when this was written here. But let's refer to it as applying to today, because after all, this is a prophecy for today. Let's think in terms of some figures. You know, if you think of the federal hourly wage, because it fluctuates, but in 2019, it was $12 an hour. $12 an hour. Now, in 2019, it was actually, I'm sorry, 2019 it was $12 an hour, and 2020 it will be 11 hours. It's going down some. But even $11 an hour, you multiply that with 8 hours, because, I mean, you know, most people work about 8 hours a day. You have $96 a day. $96 for a quart of wheat. Think about that. Bread will become so expensive that you can hardly even pay for it anymore. I remember after the World War I, you had $1 million rice marks, bills of $1 million or 1 million Deutschmarks at the time, rice marks. You couldn't even buy some bread for it. Money had become completely and totally worthless. This seems to be saying here that that's what's going to happen. Yes, there will be expensive times. So expensive that most people will not be able to pay for these kind of necessities. Is it going to happen already in 2020? I don't know, you don't know. But we know one thing. Time is short. Time is a lot shorter than we may realize, because you look at all the situations, all the events which are happening in the world, and it's all coming together. And it's all coming together very soon. So I'm bringing this up just to make everybody aware of the fact that we might be thinking, oh, we'll have a lot of time to go, and we are living in security and in peace and in tranquility, and we don't have to worry about anything. And just the opposite, the absolute, complete, total opposite is true. But at the same time, you're also being assured that God will never leave nor forsake his people, and that he will be there to protect them, no matter how expensive, no matter how ridiculous the situation will become. God is our protection, and He's our only protection, I should say. Nothing else will do. You have a lot of money on the bank, chances are that's going to be worthless within a few months, if not a few years from now. Worthless. You can't buy anything with it anymore because, as we just read, it is not available. That's what's going to happen. A famine is prophesied. Expensive times are prophesied. So we should realize that we should have a very close, an ever closer relationship with God, because that's the protection we need He is the protector who can give us what we are in need of, because nothing else. No political promise, no concept of booming economy, whatever it may be, nothing will help us when these times really hit us.